right, Ed's next, and then Matt Schakowsky. All right, come on down, Ed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Still going, yep. It's called Danny and Daisy. Dan D. Lyon, or Danny as he fancied himself, spent every day and night rooted into a spot in the small grass strip behind the East Hell Gas and Go. Only inches away were his friends, clustered together, faces always turned toward the sun. They rarely engaged in any outward conversation, only dandelion nods and winks and laughter when the wind blew down upon them. Their real communication was all happening below ground, where their roots were entwined. Sometimes these roots were tangled up with other plants, other species, grasses, flowers, herbs. Danny had fallen into this situation with a tall yellow flower several feet away. She was Daisy, and she grew and bloomed from the soil within a carefully maintained flower bed beside a white cottage. She got watered regularly. Danny couldn't help but notice sneaky, admiring glances when the sun had turned his head just right, marveling at Daisy's beauty. The day their roots touched, Danny knew that somehow, some way, he had to get into that flower bed with Daisy to profess his dying love for her and to make new seeds. Circumstances being what they are, the only way for plants to move is through human intervention, and the flowers were okay with that. It was what the universe wanted. They weathered the spring, their roots growing completely together. At the beginning of the hot season, Daisy began to lose her petals one at a time. They were blown onto Danny. He'd never smelled anything so sweet. One overcast morning, a shadow fell over Danny. A human was standing over him, temporarily blocking out the sun. Danny had seen lots of humans. He thought they were a lesser species. They had no roots, and they spread debris everywhere. He'd heard through the root vine that they could at times be nourishing and at times deadly. He hoped this wasn't one of the latter. The man bent over and grasped Danny around his leafy stalk and pulled. Danny resisted. His roots sent out a scream. Daisy felt the scream and in pained anguish watched as Danny was plucked from the ground, his roots painfully separated from hers. Danny was then thrown into a burlap bag with a mass of other plant life. Daisy cried nectar tears, seeing her first love meet his fate. Within minutes, she too was plucked from her bed and thrown into the bag with Danny. They could not see the new prickly rose bush being planted where she had been anchored. Daisy and Danny then slept, dreaming of small comforts and anguish, their roots searching for each other.
Thank you.